Before the nation had highways, loggers had to move cut timber by floating it down rivers. Not all logs made it downstream to sawmills, and in Maine, millions of logs still lie below the cold currents of rivers and at the bottoms of lakes. As Jennifer Mitchell reports, one company is resurrecting that timber to give it new life.
In the north woods of Maine, Tom Schaefer is bumping along on a rutted trail in his four-wheel drive truck. Ahead are mounds of maple, pine, oak, and birch trees, all cut a century ago, some even longer than that. Clumped together in the muck, the logs wouldn't look like much to most people.
The wood comes out and it looks like that in those piles of mud, and it looks like construction debris, kind of.
But here's what Schaefer sees. Tables, walls, doors, bars, and floors in rustic, trendy restaurants and hotels. As the co-founder of Maine Heritage Timber Company, he's eager to reclaim this special wood.
This wood was all cut by hand in the woods going back as far as 1790. It's really, the wood that we saw is a lot different than today's wood because it's all virgin first growth timber.
Schaefer has been resurrecting logs for almost 5 years now. His company, based in Millinocket, employs 15 people who pull up logs from the silty bottom of Quakish Lake. That's the same lake where, 150 years ago, naturalist Henry David Thoreau paddled around and wrote notes for his journal. Schaefer's workers transport, clean, and mill the logs, which have endured for so long.
This wood was cut before the Civil War.
Initially, no one thought that soggy old logs could be good for anything but pulpwood or biomass. But as the area's paper industry withered, Schaefer started looking at the wood with new eyes. When he cut open the logs, he could see that the lake's unique chemistry had brought out unexpected hues of pink and rust and delicate pitted textures like the shell of an almond. And then Schaefer discovered the crown jewel, a purplish wood he calls blue oak.
When we first found this, we thought we had found a new species of oak.
This is the natural color of the wood that came up.
That's the natural color of the wood that came up. Pretty wild, isn't it?
How much of that do you have?
Not enough.
Schaefer believes he can recover enough logs for perhaps 50 years of steady business. Boston-based interior designer Brian Koo chose Quakish pine to create a warm, woody look for a new sushi restaurant in the city. He says some clients love using wood that has never been treated.
There's definitely that green movement, the sustainable movement that, you know, makes using anything recycled, reclaimed, you know, more desirable.
But the wood comes with a heftier price tag. It sells for about $11 per square foot, several times what you'd pay for oak paneling from a big box lumber store. Schaefer says the company has yet to turn a profit. Still, he's optimistic. He predicts that this is the year they'll break even.
When I look at this wood, I think about men toiling in the woods for a dollar a day and what a really tough life it was. So, I don't know. That's, to me, those are the things that, you know, when I'm freaking out because we, you know, have bills to pay, I mean, it makes me know that this is a worthwhile cause.
Schaefer says he wants to honor the legacy of the men who worked so hard to cut this timber so long ago. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.